Hello.
Mr. Shelton.
Yeah. You wanted to talk to me before...
It's a question of our statements at 11 o'clock about the steel and the rail situation.
Yeah.
Steel, as you know, is settled.
Rail is...
The contract is settled, and they're working on a back-to-work agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't plan to announce the contract settlement until they have the whole thing wrapped up. But our guess is that it'll be wrapped up prior to 11 o'clock.
Great. Good.
And so there would be back-to-work instructions and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And our question is what to say about these contracts. Now, it seems to me off our... all the things that have happened and the discussion that you and I had Saturday, while we can't welcome these large wage increases, we can stress the fact that a strike has been avoided, that a strike is settled, that there is something about productivity in each of these agreements, and not denounce them.
Yeah.
And I think we're...
Well, we have a commitment not to denounce...
Pretty much,
not to denounce the steel one, at least.
Right. I think that's right. I just wanted to be sure that was your guidance. That was...
Yeah, we can't denounce the steel one, and it's pretty hard. It's hard to roll over, but the story at least did indicate that it was in the same...
It's in the can aluminum
thing, and nobody could expect that it could be anything else. Well, after I start meeting with Connolly, it might be well if I get you down. We could, so that he's clued in on it too.
All right.
He won't make the statement, but he ought to know that what we're doing on it. Okay.
Okay, sir.
Fine.
Stand by for a call.
Fine. I'll give you a call, since you.
Thanks.